This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Richard Bradbury and I'm joined in the studio today by
Christine Wong,
Arvini Baraj.
We will be with you as per usual all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. If you'd like to get in touch with the show via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899 is the number to remember. If you'd like to get in touch via Instagram or via Twitter, we are at BFM Radio. We have a bunch of stories, as usual, lined up for you today, all of which you can comment on and add your contributions. We will be starting off with a story about internet speeds and internet costing. Lower prices, faster speeds. Is it true? Is it not true? Give us your feedback about that. There's been some a bit of a kerfuffle, shall we say?
Yes.
And then moving on to how Facebook's portal is probably the last device you'd ever want looking at you. I don't even know what it is, but I'm sure we'll find out in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Then we have a data breach which has forced Google Plus to finally shut down. All 200 users will be devastated. Story number four, how Daikin wants to wake sleepy workers up. Of course, I will find out how that's all going to happen in just a few minutes. But let's kick off then with this broadband story. Reading about it the other day, telcos may have announced lower prices and faster internet speeds, but many people have, many existing fixed broadband users are complaining that they have yet to enjoy these benefits. So on Sunday, the Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Commission, the MCMC, announced that TM, Maxis, Celcom and Time have introduced new entry-level plans below 100 ringgit that are more than 30% cheaper. But the price reduction and speed increase brought about by the Mandatory Standard on Access Pricing, that is the MSAP, which was implemented on June the 8th, have yet to trickle down to consumers. Gobind Singh has actually said, here's a quote, "I found that the packages do not lower the price of services to existing customers. This means that they cannot benefit from the new packages immediately. I will meet with the telco representatives to discuss the matter in the near future. At the same time, I'd also like to emphasize that telcos that have offered the new packages should ensure the services are actually implemented. I myself have upgraded from one package to another. It took an extremely long time for that to happen. When I put in my request and I signed up online and I said I'd like to upgrade from this package to this package, communication was lost, which is ironic. Mm-hmm. It basically took 2 weeks of me emailing, tweeting, calling backwards and forwards to make sure that I was being upgraded. They couldn't give me a date of the upgrade. They couldn't tell me when it was going to happen. At first, they're telling me we don't know if it's going to happen because we don't think there are enough data points or entry points on your road or whatever. It was just one of those things like, let me speak to a person, tell me what your SOP is, let's figure it out and see what happens. Eventually, I did get upgraded, but it's taken an awful long time to do it from that point of me saying, I want this, where is it? Nobody could actually answer me.
So this is with this new initiative. So when,
yes,
when they came up with their new pricing and stuff, so you wanted to upgrade, so you pay,
correct,
less for like a faster speed, internet speed.
Well, if I'd have kept on the same speed that I was at, mm-hmm, I would have saved a substantial amount of money, almost 70 ringgit I would have saved per month. But I wanted to upgrade that package to a faster speed, mm-hmm, which cost me an extra 20 ringgit or something. But it was I thought it was worth the investment. It's bumped me up to 100 megabytes. Then, of course, since that, Time have now come out and started throwing, yeah, around 1 gigabyte connections or gigabit connections,
yeah,
mm-hmm, to certain consumers. Christian, I think you've been bumped up to that, right?
That's me. Hello.
And how does that feel?
Actually, what's interesting is that basically we got an email saying that, there's been an extensive upgrade of the 100% fiber broadband network and now 1 Gbps is now available and you should be having it. And I actually did do a quick speed test when I got home and after I received that email. And it is faster. I wouldn't say it is 1 Gbps faster, but it's definitely faster. So I kind of like went, oh, sweet, and then like just didn't really question it. But it seems that a lot of people have been promised this and have been disappointed,
right,
as well.
I mean, and on the back of that, I know, and this has been happening for a considerable amount of time, people have been saying, why are Time not available to landed property? And they finally released a press statement yesterday saying that the reason that they can't do it is because It's not that they don't want to. They simply cannot get approval to plant new poles or get access to existing poles to serve landed neighborhoods. We're sorry that we can't reach you just yet and know that we will not stop trying. Also, we don't want to resell someone else's network either, because our 100% fiber broadband network runs purely on our own infrastructure so that we can control quality and speed. Fair statement.
So that complicates it.
Yeah.
Because they need to have their own fiber optic cables and stuff.
Correct.
What I find funny with this story is that I've gotten calls from the provider like many times. Like if I'm on one package, then they'll call me and offer me another package for slightly more, like maybe 10 ringgit more, but for a much higher speed. So let's say I was using like 30 MB, they called me and said I could go to 50 MB for like $10 more, and then they called me and said I could go to like 100 for another $20 more. And they've done it like over the years, like over the course of like the last 5 years,
right.
And it's almost immediate. So the moment I say yes, they have like a recorded statement, and then they say, okay, you agree to this. I say yes, I want the higher speeds, and by the next day I'm using 100 MB.
Right.
So it's funny that when people are paying less for slightly higher speeds or like significantly higher speeds, that they cannot implement the same thing almost within like 24 hours. It takes them like
when
2 weeks.
When they can for a situation like yours. Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you're promoting something, like when you're offering me like different packages and you know that the customer is going to pay more, then it's within the 24 hour window. Like it happens almost instantly. Like even I've had instances where I was using like 30 MB in the morning, and then that night I was watching YouTube with 100 MB speeds, 50 MB speeds.
You're right.
Yeah. So it sounds like excuses why it's taking so long. I know there's a huge customer base to service, but that brings me back to, they are not servicing older customers. So the
Correct.
Older customers aren't being downgraded, upgraded fast enough. This is for newer customers. So if the older customers or the loyal customers, quote unquote, want these better packages, then they have to sign a 2-year contract.
Exactly. And that is another pain point for a lot of people.
Yeah.
They're saying you have to sign this new contract if we are upgrading you from one speed to another speed. The reason that you have to re-sign another contract is because we need to upgrade your modem. For the most part, I would say that's not accurate. Simply because I was on a lower speed, I have the same modem, they upgraded me, but I still had to re-sign for the 2-year package, but the modem was perfectly fine.
Yeah, and same thing for us as well, you know, because we just got upgraded. There was no one had to come over and replace the router or anything like that. We just got an email and it was like, sweet, done.
Right.
You know, so I think that is definitely something that seems a little bit shifty.
It's exactly. A perfect explanation for you.
Shifty, yeah.
Yes.
But also, if, you know, this whole, initiative is to encourage like a lack of monopoly. So you have to have like competition, and then it's supposed to favor the users, right? So if you get people to sign like 2-year contracts, then it defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a contract. So I've been using my provider for the last like 5-6 years. So I'm off a contract. And any upgrade that I want to make, I can do it freely. I don't have to pay a penalty. But if you make me sign a contract, and if I'm not getting the speeds that I want, I still can't shift or move to the other provider that I want to. Or if just say like Time gets into the market and they're like servicing landed properties, then I can't go to Time for the next 2 years. So again, it's back to being a monopoly for at least 2 years for me, or for that specific like individual customer.
Okay, so that's our point of view. We'd like to know what you guys think. You know, the question that we asked is, you know, have you seen a change in speed of your connection? You know, have you been upgraded or have you not? Have you also seen savings? Are you spending more money? Let us know. We'd like to have a discussion about it. We've had a few messages already, but we're going to take a short break whilst you guys collect your thoughts and send us some messages. When we come back, a story about how Facebook have announced a new $200 gadget that would put a camera and a microphone in your home. Mm-hmm. Why would you let Facebook into your house? That is a question that we'll answer after these messages. Coming right up, we've got some music from Luke Winslow King. This is Swing That Thing here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.